The next patient is Imlay Brooks. The last name is B R O O K S. First name I M like in Mike, L like in Lima, A like in Alpha, and Y like in Yankee. Clinical case of a 70-year-old white male. That according to the information given has been obese most of his life. Around 2010, the patient underwent bariatric surgery. A Y and Roux was the procedure that was done laparoscopically. He didn't have any complications. However, shortly after the procedure was done, the patient started to pass kidney stones. And he says that he passes and used to pass without any problem. Period. The initial body weight was 410 pounds and he went down to 270 pounds and he has been in that type of body weight most of the time. He has a history of chronic kidney disease that was detected while he was in Ohio. He decided to move to Highlands County. Couple of years ago, he had a key history of esophageal cancer, and the cancer was excised. He was followed at the Moffitt Cancer Center. In the last evaluation there in January 11, 2024. The scraping of the esophagus that was done didn't show malignant cells. Period. He was found with a malignancy in the liver. A biopsy was done by Dr. Benny, B-E-N-N-I-E. The liver biopsy was on December the 14th, 2023, and an adenocarcinoma of the liver, moderately differentiated, was found. The patient was referred to the Florida Cancer Center. Dr. Riaz, R-I-A-Z, like in Zulu, has been following him. He has been receiving chemotherapy that is consisted of gemcitabine, GEMCITABINE, and oxaliplatyl, OXALIPLATIL, chemotherapy that is given twice a month. He was also treated with immunomodulators. The latest one was durvalumab, D-U-R-V-A-L-U-M-A-B, once a month. Period. The patient developed an episode of allergy with a different immunomodulator, and apparently there was evidence of some alteration in the kidney function at that time. When I reviewed the laboratory workup, that was done on April the 1st in 2024, the serum creatinine is 1.74, the estimated GFR is 42. The protein by dipstick was 1.1+. There is evidence in September of 2023 on albumin creatinine ratio of 389 milligrams of protein. Interestingly, in April the 1st of 2024, the albumin creatinine ratio was just 39. In other words, I think that the patient has been improving the kidney function. The proteinuria is getting less and less. And this CKD stage 3 could be nephrosclerosis associated to the chronic nephrolithiasis that is related to the bariatric surgery, the morbid obesity, the hypertension associated to it, and lately the chemotherapy might be playing a role in this condition. I am going to continue the close observation and intervention if necessary. Following number, the patient has a history of nephrolithiasis, as I said before, associated to the bariatric surgery. Following number, the patient continues to be obese. Following number, the patient has a history of a malignant neoplasm in the esophagus and a malignant neoplasm of the liver that has been evaluated by the Florida Cancer Center, Dr. Riaz, R-I-A-Z like in Zulu. Following number, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension associated to the obesity. Following number, the patient has obstructive sleep apnea that is treated with CPAP. And following number, the patient has a history of systolic congestive heart failure in the past. We are going to continue with the close follow-up. We will keep the primary and as well as Dr. Rios posted with the progress of this patient. Thanks a lot for the referral.